it is possible to have a peaceful change in the country with the fact that we think that Aristide will step down. For the moment he does not want, and he is sticking to the power. I understand that. It is the way he sees the situation. It is an evaluation. But I am certain that if you combine, and it is combining right now, if you combine the concertization and mobilization process in the country, where every sector of the country, every space of the country is now devoted to the necessity, confession and conviction, determination that change must come with the departure of Aristide. That's the one. Second, when you have these last weeks a movement utilizing the armed way to get rid of Aristide, and they are now in control of a substantial part of the territory, maybe one third or half of the territory. It is not the way we saw the thing when we started it 2 years and 3 months ago. But we must be realistic about realities. Some people don't accept our non-violent way, so they think that they must go to the traditional way of Haiti, trying to get rid of a bad government with some force, some material force. So they are there. And third, you have the international people. That's what we are saying. These international milieu, they must realize, and they know, that unfortunately we have a bad government.
Mario, let me ask you, what gives you a sense of confidence that even though Mr. Aristide is saying now that he does not want to leave, that he will eventually, under the right set of circumstances?
Mm-hmm. First, human nature. He is a human being. I know that he's a special type of human being, but he's a human being. Second, history is there. Within Haiti, when a government does not want to step down, unfortunately for it and unfortunately for the country, the contrary happens. And third, we have the precedents of Peru, Argentina, Bolivia. We have the same situation.
So international pressure, you believe, will help convince him to leave?
Thank you very much, because that's the problem. That's what I'm saying now since I'm here. We need a sympathetic support from the international milieu, so that what we are doing, and we are almost at the verge of succeeding through the mobilization process, if we have a little push from the international milieu, because they know that Aristide is not good, they know that the solution is not Aristide, in that case we will reach the result more quickly.
So you're asking for some pressure and patience.
Exactly.
From the international community.
Exactly.
And finally,
absolutely,
let me ask you this. I understand that your name has been mentioned as a possible leader or part of a transitional government. Would you accept that kind of a role? Would you welcome it? And what do you know about that you could tell us about?
Well, that's true that this has been said in the country and outside the country, within the Haitian milieu, that I could be the man to chair what we call the durable transition for Haiti. What I'm saying, that is very, very simple. I've been president of this country. I went through the process and had so far, how do you say that, a position which is well known. I am a responsible patriot, but I have no ambition to go back to power.
If, is that a yes or is that a no?
No, it is my answer. If I have to consider the possibility to go back to power, it's under conditions.